Lesson 1. Miracle Cure or Just a Lemon? Part 1. Reading. Read the essay below and answer the questions that follow. The panic caused by the COVID-19 pandemic led many of us to look for quick miracle cures. Hucksters sold us medicines that they claimed boosted the immune system. Former President Trump notoriously swore that hydroxychloroquine, an anti-malaria drug, would protect us against the virus. All sorts of home remedies were touted too. Some, like drinking cow urine, fasting, and taking massive doses of vitamin D, were outrageous, even dangerous. None worked, it goes without saying. The age of corona has often been compared to the Spanish flu epidemic of 1918. That virus infected over 500 million people worldwide. An estimated 30 to 50 million people died. Back then, as in 2020, many anxious people fell for any possible remedy. In America, one of those cures was lemon juice. In fact, the Spanish flu led to the lemons becoming the ubiquitous fruit it is today. Prior to 1918, says journalist April White, Americans had little use for these sour things. On average, they bought just 12 a year. But all that changed in September 1918. That's when news of the flu epidemic broke. Panic followed. Then someone somewhere claimed that lemon juice was nature's cure for the Spanish flu. California's Sunkist Company, America's leading citrus fruit grower, immediately took advantage of the situation. It ran a fake public service announcement, PSA, in nearly 150 newspapers. The ad urged Americans to avoid crowds, get lots of exercise and plenty of sleep, and drink one or two glasses of hot lemonade every day. Sales of lemons skyrocketed, often at exorbitant prices. By December, the danger was thought to have passed. It hadn't. The demand for lemons waned. But, says April White, the combination of fear and marketing genius gave lemons a permanent place in the American pantry. What had been, at best, a luxury now felt essential.